Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, Shelley Antine, and I'm speaking to you about the week of major shifts and change, beginning Monday, the 18th of October, and ending on Sunday, the 24th day of October. We're almost at that end of a year point, and as I've mentioned in other posts, we are getting very close to the last two eclipses for the year. I'll probably be doing something specific on that. I believe I will be speaking with Jim Case about them. And but there is a way to find a gift during this time. This time is the time for us to be reevaluating what's been going on for us during the year, what we want to strengthen and maintain, what we want to change and sometimes release and have done with. And what we have on Monday, we wake up with the wonderful direct Jupiter in Aquarius, hooray! That has come in at 1:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And that has come in just before the moon shift to Aries at 6:04 a.m. That is the moon that's going full this week, and I have recorded a specific discussion of that full moon. Very important, and I highly encourage you to listen to that. Mercury goes direct. Hooray, at 11:17 a.m. So these were two planets that we really wanted to start moving. Both of them affect how we think and our minds, you know, understanding. Jupiter with expanded consciousness, particularly potent in Aquarius, and Mercury with our logical mind that it's dealing with the world. And how we communicate, and whether we can find our car keys, and stuff like that. Now, of course, as you know, it won't be up to speed. And that day itself, you may not notice it. You may actually think it's worse, because it has been standing still. And it is kind of still. It won't get up to speed until about the 23rd. But it is direct. And with Jupiter and Mercury, you've got a few people. They both have two signs, interestingly enough, who will be very happy to have planetary ruler direct. And with Jupiter, the two signs are Sagittarius and the old ruler of Pisces. So you're the sun sign or the ascendant in those signs. Then that is a chart ruler for you. And you'll be really feeling like, yes, all things are suddenly possible. And this is also true for those with either Gemini or Virgo rising and sun signs. So I happen to have both of those chart rulers. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that, definitely. I've been definitely feeling the frustration of the backward motion, but we have done a lot of review and we have a lot of good energy to come forward with to look at things from a new perspective. All right, so this is what's happening for us beginning on the 18th of October. We have a very optimistic day. Thanks to Mars trine Jupiter. And so we want to move forward. We want to start acting. We want to, you know, kind of be proactive. And we'll see a lot of that going on. We just don't have a great time with communications because Moon in Aries has that quick to anger, needs it in a second, it should have happened already, kind of approach to life. And, you know, we are dealing with the opposite need to communicate and take time making a decision. So that doesn't work so well. You know, impatience versus deliberation, let's say, is part of Monday. And we have Tuesday, where we also have probably waking up from a very nice overnight, where, you know, we might have been on a flying carpet in the overnight, having a wonderful time. And then we have some outward manifestation of really positive connecting and positive activity because of the moon sextil to Jupiter in Aquarius for Tuesday. It's a great day. Absolutely. Not so on Wednesday, but this is because of the early morning, at least, Eastern time. The dreams have been much more disturbed, and there's been more issues coming up, which are the issues of the full moon. You may have had a lot of dream messages about how that full moon is going to be looking in your life. So you might want to pay attention to the dreams you have that you wake up from on Wednesday the 20th. And then at 10:57 a.m. Eastern on Wednesday morning, that's when the full moon comes in. And the polarity, just basically here, is, you know, me versus we, you know, war versus peace. You know, those kinds of polarities are in this, you know, very archetypal opposition between Aries and Libra. And it's moon again in Aries at this point. So it's an instinctive response to have the Aries quality, the me, the war, the impatience, right? So be aware of that. It's in the day, you know, the energy of the day. So, you know, you'll be either being that or, you know, observing it. So we are also, and please listen to the full moon forecast on its own, because there's so much more to say about that. The peak is the full moon. The fruition is the full moon, but also the big light that shines on things so you're seeing them, even if you've been ignoring them. So that's the 20th, and we have a void moon after the full moon to sort of deal with it. And then we go into the Taurus moon at basically 4:00 in the afternoon on Wednesday Eastern time. And the Taurus moon, again, the fixed signs have difficulty because of Saturn and Uranus being in fixed signs. So we're going to have the moon in Taurus going for the square to Saturn. So all that beautiful optimism of Tuesday now has a different tone completely. And we're dealing with different values, and we don't necessarily feel very optimistic anymore about the future. And we know there's some kind of change coming in, and that's the feature of Thursday. We know there's going to be a surprise on Thursday. Hopefully it's a good one. Doesn't have to be a bad one. As the moon joins retrograde still, Uranus and Taurus, until about 6:30 p.m. Eastern. And this is also the backdrop. We are having the Mars square to Pluto. That is definitely being outpictured in our government over the stimulus package. The ones who want that balance for people, the people that are trying to put forth something that will bring a more equal experience, or at least bring things into balance again. And then, of course, there's this Pluto and Capricorn energy, the big power brokers that don't want that. All right, so this is that kind of a day. And in our own life, we may be seeing people who want to push the envelope, or we want to push an envelope, but I wouldn't suggest you do so. It's not a great idea. Because, like it or not, Pluto is stronger in Capricorn than Mars is in Libra. We do have some gentle energy to greet us on Friday morning. We may also try to overdo it because we're trying to overcompensate for Thursday. But we can come in and start restructuring as we get into the afternoon hours in the Eastern time zone. Then we'll have a very long void, of course, experience for Moon in Taurus, which we may really need because we can start grounding with that. We can get into nature and the delights of the senses, and this is going to be the Moon until it enters Gemini at 3:57 a.m. Eastern on Saturday, the 23rd. But while that moon is void and giving us more of a sense of peace and well-being, hopefully, the sun enters Scorpio, 12:51 a.m., Saturday morning in the Eastern time zone. So, this is why I said this was a week of big change. And the sun in Scorpio is what is taking us into what will be the winter coming in very soon. In Scorpio, some people will call it the 15th degree of Scorpio. Others will be celebrating around Halloween for the shift then is where they like to honor that. But this is a time where the deepening of energies, the deepening of the mysteries. In the Northern Hemisphere, we're in that fall cycle, and we're watching the change, the transformation. That's actually Scorpio is about. So this is the time, this whole time, when the sun is going to be in Scorpio, and that's, you know, until it enters Sagittarius. And if I can get to my ephemeris rather quickly, but I usually can't. I'll tell you exactly when we're going to have the shift to Sagittarius. This year it's going to be on the 22nd of November. So until then, we get the deepening effect. We go back to the ancestral energies, the mysteries, the things that we do need to look at that have already transformed for us or that will be transforming during this period of time or what you want to bring in again to the next year. What is it? So this is a deepening time. This is a time for going within when the sun enters Scorpio. This is the heralding moment of that part of the year. You know, we're coming up for the last harvest. That's why it becomes winter in the agricultural calendar. I mean, you know, you may have had cold weather already. There may have been snow places already, but that isn't the thing that causes the seasonal change as much as it is where is the sun and how is the light coming in to us now. You'll see a big difference when we get to Scorpio. You'll begin to really track the difference in the light. And so, that is happening. Yes, it is. Saturday, right after midnight, 12:51 a.m., as I said, Eastern time. So we're in a void Taurus moon with the sun in Scorpio when we wake up Saturday. We won't be having Taurus moon because 3:57 a.m. is when the moon entered Gemini. So now we have a good ride for the day, excellent ride on Saturday. We'll make up for Thursday and Friday because we had a tricky time. We even had, you know, pretty tricky time Wednesday. So Saturday we get to have a very wonderful energy with the moon in Gemini in trine to Saturn until 6:12 p.m., so that's not the most lighthearted, but you can really be having some great conversations and get some good ideas about, you know, lots of different goals or hopes or wishes, and you can be visioning and doing all of that with some, like, structural backup, you know, could be very helpful. And then the evening is where it gets really socially delightful with the Moon in Gemini trine, Mercury in Libra, which will go all through the night and until about 6 a.m. on Sunday in the Eastern time zone. Sunday, we have the opposition of Gemini Moon to Venus, which is going to be not argument necessarily, but a little bit of sparring, sometimes in fun, sometimes even in flirtation. But we do have different ways of thinking and seeing things, and that's about until about 6 Eastern. And then things just get into that confusion zone that they have to go through. Moon in Gemini is square to Neptune, and that's until about 10:30 p.m. Sunday Eastern. So that's when you really aren't getting the right information. You are not even thinking clearly yourself, and weather can be a big issue for travelers, especially short journeys. But if we happen to stay up late enough in the Eastern time past 10:14 p.m., we have Gemini Moon going trine Jupiter in Aquarius until 1:33 a.m. And now is a super time for seeding your visions. Oh, yes. This is a great time to start seeing things being even better than you could imagine, and just let that roll out. So that's the energy for that week. And next week, the shift that takes place is Mars. Mars will leave Libra and enter Scorpio, and we will have the Samhain. So we'll be talking about that in the next weekly astrology forecast. But you've got your hands full of stuff that you've got to handle this week. So I wish you best of luck with that, and I'll say goodbye for now.